Om Shanti, 12 July 2019. Every moment is the final moment. Be ever ready in this awareness. Every moment is the final moment. Be ever ready in this awareness. There are three important aspects in this slogan. Every moment, final moment, and ever ready. So every moment means every point of time, every breath you are alive, every second of your awakened life. And final moment doesn't mean the time of destruction, the time when destruction happened. No, each soul's final moment can be different from the other. For example, a person is sitting there and suddenly has heart failure. That is his final moment. Another person, while walking on the street, a car knocked him down and he died. That is his final moment too. And the third aspect, ever ready. Ever ready means that if time suddenly gives an order, then at that moment, my thoughts, words, my deeds, my relationships and connections, I'm ever ready in all these aspects. So we must always be ready, always be prepared for all eventualities, whatever that comes in front of me. And so when we consider every moment to be the final moment, we will have great value for time. We will not waste any of our time. We will respect time. And we will not think that there is still some time left before destruction takes place, or there is still plenty of time for us to make efforts. Sometimes we think that, well, Baba has said for so long and so many times that destruction is just ahead, and that we have to be ever ready. We have heard it so often, but it is already so long, and we think that nothing has yet happened. So we don't need to worry. We comfort ourselves and think that we will be there on time. We are making effort anyway. However, we should not think in this way, because this is careless thinking. This will lead to slackness in our efforts. Instead, we should be intense effort makers and remain ever ready at every moment, considering it to be our final moments, because there's really no guarantee for anything. And therefore, to keep this slogan in my awareness all the time, that every moment is a final moment, there are a few points I would like to share. And the first is procrastination. Procrastination. We really need to win over or finish one of our worst enemies called procrastination. Very often we hear of sentences like, I will do it tomorrow, I'll start working on it later, I still have a lot of time to finish. have all become a part of our normal conversation. We avoid or postpone doing things to a later time, sometimes until the very last minute. This then becomes our habit, which will hamper our efforts, perhaps to increase our chart of remembrance, our efforts to finish even the very subtle weaknesses, the little mistakes that I make, our efforts to imbibe divine virtues, or in whatever efforts we wish to make. But with procrastination, we will delay, we will defer, we will postpone. So whatever we need to do, do it now. For this, we have to keep in our awareness all the time that death has no calendar. We should not be caught suddenly. The slogan, now or never, has to be applied at all times. And secondly, my stage. Let our stage always be beyond. Detachment is the important effort we have to make. So be detached from all and loving to the Father alone, no one else. So can we detach from everyone else? Then just be loving to the Father all the time, a conqueror of attachment. Always be free from attachment, and not only that, free from sinful and wasteful thoughts. Baba said that when there is no wastage, we can then be ever ready. Even the slightest waste, we cannot be ready. That will hold us and keep us and will not enable us to be ready. And the slightest waste, the slightest sinful thoughts will also not enable us to be beyond. Our stage should be that strong. And the third thing is, never become confused in any situation or test paper. Because this is a time of untimely death. This is a time of suddenly. If at that moment, instead of remaining peaceful and content, we become confused, we become peaceless, we become agitated. For even a short time, for even one moment, that moment happens to be our final moment, then what will our destination be according to that final moment? So that one crucial second can be the one that deceives us. Therefore, while creating every thought and word and performing every act, we have to be so careful to make sure that our stage is always good, always stable, peaceful, loving and detached, and ever ready. And the fourth point is practice being detached, an observer, and bodiless. Not just that, but the constant practice over a long period of time And Baba has emphasized this very often over a long period of time. He even asks us to underline this aspect of long period of time, because if it is not over a long period of time, we cannot maintain that form. We cannot experience that form at the final moment, at the end. Only when we practice over a long period of time will we be able to do it at the end. We shouldn't think that, well, I will renounce the consciousness of the body at the end. I will be able to do it. It's still early, there's still time. But no, the experience of being bodiless and detached from the body, the Karavanha stage, this is so much needed. The final moments for everyone, young or old, healthy or ill, Maharathis or infantry riders, everyone, the final moments can come at any time. Therefore, we need to really pay attention to this practice of being a detached observer over a long period of time. Not too much engrossed in anything. I remember one scene when I was in Madhuban for the NCCC retreat last year, February this year. And there was a long queue waiting to iron out clothes, and it was getting late, nearly 10 o'clock, and I really saw that one sister was very detached. I was coming and looking, and she was saying, it's okay, let's be detached, let's go home, let's go back. And it was really very good practice, because there were two or three of us queuing up there. And yeah, we have to practice even then, not just tolerance and adjustment and accommodation, but being a detached observer. Because some do take a very long time. And so if we are not detached, we can get quite irritated about that. So no matter what happened, no matter what situation comes in front of us, who is it in front of us, whether it can be natural calamities, it can be just ordinary mundane things that come, we still need to practice that detached observership. And not only that, practice the stable bodiless stage. With that detached observer stage, I feel that the bodiless stage is easier. And then we can be loving to God, to Baba. And Baba will love us too then. Therefore, we have to underline the term over a long period of time. And the fifth thing is, whatever is in everyone's thoughts, that will not happen. What is going to happen will happen suddenly. So the word of suddenly, I remember in one Avyak Muli, and Baba said very clearly that whatever is in everyone's thought, whatever we are thinking, it will never happen in the final moment. And what is to happen will happen suddenly. And so for this, we have to make such effort in advance so that we are instantly able to pack up. Instantly able to pack up and take a high jump. Yeah, take a high jump. So who are the ones who have the power to pack up? What do you think? Who are the ones who have the power to pack up? Those who have an easy nature. Those who have an easy nature. Because those who have an easy nature, they will be cooperative with others, and of course, they will draw cooperation. They will receive cooperation from everyone, from all. And so this is why they are easily able to confront everything or pack up. And I feel Maya will confront them less. If we are able to pack up, Maya will not confront us so much. She will also go away. So those with an easy nature will never waste their time. They never waste their thoughts, and they're easy in every situation. Let everything flow as it comes by, and accept everyone and everything. So those are my sharing for this slogan. Every moment is the final moment. Be ever ready in this awareness. Om Shanti.